Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365, Craig Hall 2024, of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting, besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur Rentec, jou betroubare en kundige solaarvennoot vir al jou boerdery se unieke sonkragoplossings. Hallo, ek is Eddie Goldberg en jy is ingeskakel by AgriScoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons gesels vandag oor voedselprysinflasie en hoe landbou by dit inpas in terme van vleispryse. Maar soos ouer gewoonte kyk ons eers na die landbou nuus hooftrekke. Suid-Afrikaanse sitrusboere geniet steeds 'n toename in uitvoere ten spyte van die nuwe Amerikaanse tariefverhogings op Suid-Afrikaanse goedere. Die Sitruskwekersvereniging van Suider-Afrika sê boere het voordeel getrek uit 'n toename in die vraag na lemoene en suurlemoensap. Verbeterde hawe doeltreffendheid het ook gehelp om uitvoere te verbeter. Die plaaslike bedryf verwag nou om 10% meer produkte na Europa en die res van die wêreld uit te voer as wat aanvanklik geprojekteer is. Graanboere in die Wes-Kaap verkeer in 'n krisis weens droogte en lae wêreldpryse. Die voorsitter van Graan SA, Richard Kriege, het aan Farmers Weekly gesê die reën het te laat gekom, terwyl Nampo se Dirk Stryd hom waarsku dat boere sukkel met swak oeste en pryse. Boere vra dat invoertariewe vinniger aangepas word en dat die staat sterker ondersteuning bied om voedselsekerheid te beskerm. Ons gesels vandag met die hoofekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, Agbus, Wandile Sislobo. Wandile, stygende vleispryse was een van die groot bydraers tot voedselprysinflasie. Hoekom?
We struggled with a couple of issues in our meat products in South Africa. One of that is the fact that we remain a net importer when it comes to poultry products. In fact, we import about 20% of our annual poultry products. It's various cuts. And one of the largest suppliers is Brazil. And for a moment, Brazil was hit by avian influenza. And as a practice, whenever there are these animal diseases, you put a temporary ban or restriction on imports so that you can protect your local market. But that was temporary because they were able to quickly sort that out, and South Africa lifted the ban on Brazil. But the point is that when those news were announced, there was a bit of panic buying in South Africa that pushed out to a certain extent the meat prices.
What was the impact from back and close zero price?
Foot and mouth disease is one of the diseases that we've struggled with for quite some time in the South African red meat or livestock industry in general. And this time around, we had this outbreak in several provinces in the country. But I think it really hit home to many people's mind when one of the largest feedlots in the country reported that they were struggling with the foot and mouth disease. And that did then send up the beef prices because there was that panic buying that was in the market at that time.
Wat gebeur met pryse vir die boere?
If you look at the farm level prices, you will see that meat prices have already for weeks now come under pressure in South Africa. But at the retail level, we haven't seen the prices coming under pressure. And I think it's two things. There is one aspect is, of course, the issue of a lag. But I think that perhaps the retailers are realizing that the consumer demand is able to tolerate some of the slight increases. And they are holding on at these levels for slightly longer than they would usually have done. I think the key point that we are finding out is that the meat prices in South Africa have not come down, and they remain one of the key drivers. But at a farm level, we are seeing the benefits of that.
En dit was die hoofekonoom van die Landboubesigheidskamer van Suid-Afrika, Agbus, Wandile Sislobo. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur Rentec, www.rentec.co.za, vir jou krag gemoedsrus deur geakkrediteerde sonkragspesialiste.